I finished bathing, dried, and slipped into my white robe. Then I knelt on the floor at the head of the stairs down to the lab, closed my eyes, and began meditating. Just as no other energies could be allowed into the ritual, my concentration had to be of similar purity. Random thoughts, worries, fears, and emotions would sabotage the spell. I focused on my breathing, upon stilling my thoughts, and felt my limbs grow a little chill as my heartbeat slowed. Worries of the day, my aches and pains, my thoughts of the future, all had to go. It took a while to get myself in the proper frame of mind, and by the time I was finished, it had been dark for 2 hours, and my knees ached somewhere in the background. I opened my eyes, and everything came into a brilliantly sharp focus that discounted the existence of anything except myself, my magic, and the ritual awaiting me. It had been a long, wearying preparation, and I hadn't even started with the magic yet. But if the spell could help me nail the bad guys quicker, the hours of effort would be well worth it. Silence and focus ruled. I was ready. And then the fucking phone rang about a foot from my ear. It is possible that I made some kind of unmanly noise when I jumped. My posture-numbed legs didn't respond as quickly as I needed them to, and I lurched awkwardly to one side, half falling onto the nearest couch. Damn it! I screamed in sudden frustration. Damn it! Damn it! Damn it! Mouse looked up from his lazy drowse and tilted his head to one side, ears up and forward. What are you looking at? I snarled. Mouse's jaw dropped open into a grin, and his tail wagged. I rubbed my hand at my face while the phone kept on ringing. It had been a while since I'd done any seriously focused magic like that, and granted, I really don't get very many calls, but all the same, I should have remembered to unplug the phone. 4 hours of preparation gone to waste. The phone kept ringing, and my head pounded in time with it. I ached. Stupid phone. Stupid car crash. I tried to think positive, because I read somewhere that it's important to do that at times of stress and frustration. Whoever wrote that was probably selling something. I picked up the phone and growled, "Screw thinking positive," into the handset. Said a woman's voice. "What did you say?" "Screw thinking positive," I half shouted. "What the hell do you want?"
"Well, maybe I have the wrong number. I was calling to speak to Harry Dresden."
I frowned, my mind taking in details, despite my temper's bid to take over the show. The voice was familiar to me. Rich, smooth, adult, but the speaker's speech patterns had an odd hesitancy to them. Her words had an odd, thick edge on them, too. An accent? "Speaking," I said. "Annoyed as hell, but speaking."
"Oh, is this a bad time?"
I rubbed at my eyes and choked down a vicious response. "Who is this?"
"Oh,"
she said, as if the question surprised her.
"Harry, it's Molly. Molly Carpenter."
"Ah," I said. I clapped one palm to my face. "My friend Michael's oldest daughter." "Way to role model, Harry. You sure do come off like a calm, responsible adult." "Molly! Didn't recognize you at first."
"I'm sorry," she said.
The S sound was a little bit thick. Had she been drinking?
"Not your fault," I said, which it hadn't been. For that matter, the interruption might have been a stroke of luck.
If my head was still too scrambled from that afternoon's automobile hijinks to remember to unplug the phone, I didn't have any business trying to cast that spell. Probably would have blown my own head off. "What do you need, Molly?"
She said, and there was nervous tension in her voice. I need you to come bail me out."
"Bail?" I said. "You're being literal?"
"Yes."
"You're in jail?"
"Yes," she said.